Right now, though, time once again. It is fun. It is country music.
Country music? We first started doing this in February, March, something like that. Maybe it was after the Super Bowl that we started doing it. And, of course, it was Luke Bryan who kicked things off. And I can't remember the first song we did. But it
That's
was,
My Kind of Night?
That's My Kind of Night, maybe, or This Is How We Roll, or...
My Truck.
Yeah, it was any of those. So he is kind of like the, what's the guy that was always in the contest, Roger Pavlik? He was always part of the discussion, because Roger Pavlik, the former Ranger pitcher, he relied on so much that he seemed like he was always in the competition no matter what. Well, Luke Bryan will always be in the competition because we just
Hard to top him.
We started listening to these lyrics, and it didn't take long before we realized that essentially they all contained six or seven of the same exact elements. And it's truck, girl, beer and or liquor, farm equipment, mud or dust.
Anything rurally nature oriented, like a stream,
rivers,
creek.
Yes.
And then there's
woods,
wildlife.
Jeans, boots, guns.
Critters.
Yeah, critters.
Catfish.
That's in critters.
Yeah. And all of these things are very celebrated. Everything's a great time.
It is.
Yeah, it's all great.
Everything's great. It's like a beer commercial. If they ever want to get somber and sad and introspective, they sing about a troop.
Yeah.
Probably true.
That's when the troops come in.
So if you're ever looking for a place to celebrate offense, you'll find it in one of these songs.
Oh, they will romanticize offense.
That is strange. I never thought of it that way.
Ever hear these guys singing about their personal struggles or heartbreak.
Yeah, love lost or something like that.
It's all about everything's good and we're going to tailgate and get hammered and screw in a tent and eat fish.
Yeah. Dude, it is.
He's just going to grab up some old broad he just sees walking by.
Yeah.
The term, whoever created the term bro country, they're brilliant because there couldn't be a better description for what this is.
Anyway,
so we've rummaged through Luke Bryan and Florida Georgia Line and J.J. Lawhorn, I believe, was the last guy we did, which, man, that guy is a freaking treasure trove of this stuff.
But he's a badass.
We try to mix it up a little bit, and thanks to the P1s, we can do that, because I don't know who these people are, but I had one guy email me and say, you need to revisit Fun with Country Music, and he just typed in one name. Chase Rice. And I thought, all right, I'll give it a shot. You're always willing to give it a shot. And I heard it, and then I sent it to Danny and said, here, just listen to 30 seconds of it. And he just kind of looked at me after 30 seconds like, holy crap. So here is, with all those elements that we gave you, here is Chase Rice with another bro country song. This one's called This Is How She Rolls. Isn't there another song called This Is How We Roll?
Sure.
From Florida Georgia Line or something like that? Well, this is him taking it to the female side of things. This is how she rolls. This is...
I can't wait to find out how she rolls.
Yes. Here is Chase Rice. It sounds just like a country song, right?
She's a pick me up at 6, make you wait till late. Country girl sticker on a Chevrolet. She pulls on an old pine down by the riverbank.
Okay.
We've already hit truck and riverbank.
We've hit more than that. We've hit girl.
I hate everything.
Truck. The pines.
Mm-hmm.
Riverbank.
Mm-hmm.
We are 12 seconds into the song.
And
the first 10 seconds was a
riff.
Yngwie Malmsteen playing lead guitar.
Yeah. Boy, if anybody doubts, I don't see why you would if you've listened to any of this stuff, but if anybody doubts that there is by now a well-defined formula in play.
That there's a writer slash producer going, you've got to cram as many of these as you can in the first minute of the song.
Right. Get them quick with this stuff.
Up 6, make you wait till late. Country girl sticker on the Chevrolet. She pulls on an old pine down by the riverbank. A buzz from a cheap wine. First love on the tailgate.
Good.
What?
What is that?
I want to die.
Holy crap.
He got all of them in 8 seconds. It's like a rodeo.
What's that last line?
Something about making love on a tailgate.
Yeah, her first love
that's
was
comfortable.
Her first love was on a tailgate. Yeah.
I bet she's proud of that.
Right.
Her first love on a tailgate was on a date rape. When are they going to start working that in? Seriously. It's just a matter of time.
A river bank, a buzz from a cheap wine, first love on a tailgate. A summer night in July, bottle rocking, flying high, fire popping, body rocking, dropping under the moonlight. My baby's a hand in the air, don't ever care when a song's on the radio. A little crazy with a blue jean tag, it's a Ray-Ban stare, just a
God bless America.
I don't even want to ever do this segment again. He worked everything in.
He's Jesus, the master.
Coke and Crown. Moonlight.
Can't you hear the producer, though, like in his ears, he's recording the song like, yeah, Chase, that's great. You worked in everything, including boots, critters, trucks, tailgate, jeans. Can you please work in Jesus? Can you just, we need one Jesus reference. Just squeeze it in.
To kind of bring it back.
Yeah.
Right.
You're having too much fun.
Life is a party. We do realize that, but we also need a little religion. So just squeeze in Jesus.
She likes to get down, sipping on Coke and Crown, Jesus and Gypsy Soul.
Well done, Chase.
Nailed it.
Yeah, that's how she rocks and that's how she rolls.
And meanwhile, Pat Smear from the Foo Fighters is playing guitar.
Right.
Jeez, oh, Pete, man.
And there's more. There's another verse to come.
Yeah, but you know what? The thing is about
this
guy.
He's run out of stuff.
The thing about this guy is he relies so much on that chorus. You hear the chorus. Typically in a song, you hear a chorus twice, maybe three times.
Mm-hmm.
I swear to God, this chorus is played like 8 times in this song. It's
but is
all
there
about,
another verse?
Yeah, but it's... He doesn't hit the highlights.
She's a backwards hat. Hey, boys, what's up? Strawberry lips, sip from a Dixie cup.
I mean, it's just...
This sucks, this sucks, this sucks.
Silver tan line, rocking shotgun in the truck. A charm truck. With a peace sign around her neck for a little love. My baby's a hand.
See, the verses get a lot shorter.
They cut the verse in half so they can get back to that awesome chorus.
But I'm telling you, that first 30 seconds that guy rolls out is...
Make you wait too late. Country girl sticker on a Chevrolet.
Die.
She calls on an old pine down by the river bank. A buzz from a cheap wine. First love on the tailgate. A summer night in July. Bottle rocking, flying high. Fire popping, body rocking, dropping under the moonlight. My baby.
You're right, man. This is just 2 ticks away from date rape with a big old country F. You know? Body popping, fire cracking, bottle rocket. Booty shaking.
He's a hand in the air. Don't ever care when the song's on the radio. A little crazy with a blue jean tag. It's a Ray-Ban stare. Just about everywhere we go. Cause she likes to get down. Sipping on Coke and Crown. Jesus and Gypsy Soul.
What does that even mean?
Yeah, that's how she rocks and that's how she rolls.
Terrible.
You like
disgusting.
That?
Disgusting. No.
It's terrible.
Is there a worse brand of music that you would be stuck on a desert island forced to listen to for eternity?
I wouldn't listen to music. I would create my own songs. You know
it
what
would
I would
be
do?
Between this and 80s hair metal for me.
I would sit there and sing the Farmers Only jingle over and over
for the rest
I would
of
listen.
Your life.
Yes.
Yeah.
What is it?
You don't have to be lonely at farmersonly.com.
I would sing that forever before I would listen to this.
What's this cat's name again?
Chase Rice.
Chase Rice. I'm going to write your name down because when I go to bed tonight, I'm going to pray to
for
God.
Your death.
I'm going to pray real hard to Jesus, not to cure world hunger or to find a cure for cancer. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pray for a painful death of you.
sure that guy is pretty kick-ass popular, too. Because it does have all the elements of the hooks and all that crap.
Hey,
and
it's exactly what's happening in it right now.
I swear, the guys that write these songs laugh their ass off. They're like, these people are buying this. Hook, line, and sinker.
Over and over.
Yes, another song about the same stuff. Now,
every day they're on the phone with producers and stuff, and those producers are just going, man, give us more. Give us more. Give us more of that. Give us more of what you're doing.
Right. All right.
Do we have time?
Oh, man. We have hit a whole nother genre with this next one. I don't know.
Should we save it for next week?
We certainly can.
Let's save it for next week.
We certainly can, because
I don't know if I can stand another one of these today.
Because we dive into, and for those who know, they know. For those who don't, you'll find out. We dive into a band called The Lax. L-A-C-S. Oh, it's fun. It's a lot of fun.
All right.
There you go.
Thank you.
Be with us next week.
Thank you.
What happens to 21-year-old quarterbacks in their first year in the league? How quick
tomorrow.
Do they...
Nope.
Easy. Go ahead, Mike.
How quick do they play, and how good are they?
Tomorrow.